Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, October 11th. The grains closed mixed with December corn down 2.5 cents at 488. December wheat down 2.5 cents at 556. And November beans down 19 cents at 1252.5. The meal was down 40 cents. Oil was down 51 ticks. The oats were down 13.5 cents. The wheat was able to rally a nickel off its lows, closed up against their highs for the daytime session out here. There was rumors out that the Chinese were looking to buy more U.S. wheat, and that helped firm up the wheat. And the firm prices in the corn market didn't hurt. Corn was higher on Argentinian weather, staying hot and dry. They've taken out the rains in the 10 to 15 day forecast, and that's a little bit friendly for the corn market if those weather forecasts hold. As far as the beans go, it's a little surprising. You've got fungus and two wet conditions in Paraná in Brazil, but Mato Grosso is hot and dry. So, you know, it's a little bit of a mixed bag. Why the funds want to press the short side in beans here before the report is beyond me. But I've got them now short 14,000 contracts of beans and 14,000 contracts of oil, offsetting that somewhat. They're long 43,000 contracts of meal. The funds are short after today, 149,000 contracts of corn and 109,000 contracts of wheat. So hopefully we'll get a bullish surprise, and the funds will hopefully cover some of these short positions and push us higher out here. The crude oil was down $2.29 a barrel. That pushed the bean oil down. We never really recovered. Off the crush, we could have been down about 6 cents. We were down 19. But the beans have beaten the crush the last 2 days, so this wasn't a huge surprise out here. The war in Ukraine and the war in Israel doesn't seem to be affecting these markets really much at all. The outside markets are relatively quiet. If people were concerned about the Middle East, crude oil would be $100 a barrel, wouldn't be down $230 to $240 a barrel here today. I would say, though, that the Israelis are massing on three sides, three fronts out here. They've done that before. They've been attacked on three different sides in different wars out here. They're getting their pieces in place, and I think there's going to be more heck to pay for what these Palestinians have done. Barbaric is the only way to describe what these Palestinians have done. If you've got grievances against the military and the government, fine, go after them. But to behead 30 children in front of their parents, it just seems barbaric to me. And I don't think any country would ever stand for that. So at any rate, I think the temperature in the Middle East, while it's pretty stagnant today, could heat up in a very quick hurry out here. And that's really about it. Tomorrow's report, they're looking for 15.1 billion bushels produced. That's down 34 million. The harvested acres down 400,000. The yield shaved 0.3 of a bushel to 173.5. Soybean production at 4.132. That's down 16 million from last month on the yield dropping 0.2 of a bushel down to 49.9. Harvested acres remain unchanged. The carryout 236 on the beans up 16 million. 2.145 billion on the corn, that's down 70 million. And the wheat 646, that's up 31 million from last month. The world stocks are kind of mixed out here. Corn down 1 million metric tons, beans up 300,000 metric tons, and the wheat up 200,000 metric tons. So we'll see what the reports bring tomorrow and see what happens with the Middle East. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.